You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne is our trusty second-class teacher, as he's called across the pond in his homeland. He's here now with reading recommendations for elementary school kids and tips for parents on how to join in.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, this is arguably my favorite time in the school year, mainly because those pesky exams are out of the way. You know, the ones that the State Department uses to test the children. No, they're not testing the children, they're testing the teachers. If they wanted to test the children, they could simply take a reasonable sample size, test them, and then make some very accurate inferences about what's happening in the state or even in your parish. But oh no, every child must be tested so that test scores can be allied to teachers' performance evaluation. Look, I don't want to talk about it, or at least let me save that rant for another day. Instead, I want to accentuate the positive. I want to talk about reading aloud to children. Honest to God, there are days at work around this time of the year when I have to pinch myself and say, wow, I'm getting paid to do this. Life is a bowl of cherries. Why? Well, because I get to read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to my second graders and Harry Potter to my third graders. Work is sometimes more fun than fun. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is perfect for second graders in that it's probably too difficult for them to read independently. However, put the book down in front of a child, read it slowly, make up some funny voices for the characters, and you'll find that even weak readers in second grade would be riveted to the pages. If you have a reluctant reader at home, anywhere up to fifth grade, in fact, then simply go out and buy two copies of any one of Roald Dahl's books. You read one while the kid follows along in the other. Just make sure that you read ahead before you read to the child, so effectively you're reading for the second time as you read to the kid. This will help to cue you for all the voice inflections, the changes of pace and rhythm that you'll need in order to bring the text to life. Your kid will love it. As one of my kids said, it's like having the movie in your head. J.K. Rowling, author of Harry Potter, the mega-selling series, and apparently now even richer than the Queen herself. Incidentally, her latest novel for the adult audience was very favourably reviewed. I must get that for the flight home this summer. Now, Rowling is quite simply a brilliant storyteller, much like Roald Dahl. Ideally, I would say that kids in third grade and above would be suited to this. And again, just like Dahl, it's great, great fun to read to children. If you do read it to your child at home, use the same principle as you do for the Roald Dahl books. Get two copies, have the kid read along silently with you, and then make sure that you read ahead so you know exactly what's coming. And have great fun making up accents for the characters. Sometimes, with slow or reluctant readers, it's not that Johnny can't read, it's that Johnny won't read. And he won't read because sometimes what's put before him is less than inspiring. I can pretty much promise you that with Harry Potter and any book by Roald Dahl, your child will be gripped. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.